Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. We worship you in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. You inhabit the praises of your people. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, O King of glory. Clothe your servants with majesty and with splendor. Clothe your servants with salvation, so that they can know the days of the joy of their salvation. Hallelujah. The Lord says that he shall substitute the garments, the heavy garments, garments of heaviness with garments of praise. A seed shall arise which shall praise God. A seed that shall be created shall praise God. People shall worship God. Praise God. A people shall joy in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's quickly turn our Bibles to the book of Isaiah, chapter 27, verse 13. Isaiah, chapter 27, verse 13. And it shall come to pass in that day that the great trumpet shall be blown, and they shall come which were ready to perish in the land of Assyria, and the outcasts in the land of Egypt, and shall worship the Lord in the holy mount at Jerusalem. Praise God. Isaiah the prophet says, in that day, it shall come to pass that in that day, that the great trumpet, mark that word, the great trumpet shall be blown, and there shall come, and there shall come those who are perishing in the land of Assyria, the outcasts in the land of Egypt, and they shall worship the Lord in the holy mountain at Jerusalem. Hallelujah. It shall come to pass in that day, brethren, that day has come. Are you listening? That day has come where that great trumpet is sounding. That day has come where God is gathering his people once more unto his holy mount, where they can worship the Lord in true beauty and in holiness. Hallelujah. Praise God. This great trumpet is none other than that great trumpet voice that John the Apostle heard in the book of Revelation, chapter 1. John was taken up into the Spirit on the Lord's day. And the Bible says that John heard a great voice. He heard a great voice behind him, which sounded like a trumpet. Praise God. And that voice instructed him to record, to write down what he was about to witness, the things that he was about to see, the things that he was about to hear. He was to write them and send them to the churches who were dispersed upon the earth. Hallelujah. And those seven messages that are given to the seven churches represent the voice of the trumpet that John the Apostle saw in the book of Revelation, chapter 1. That voice is the voice of the Alpha and the Omega. It's the voice of him that lives forever. It's the voice of the Almighty One. Hallelujah. It is the voice of the living God gathering his people who have been dispersed along the four corners of this world, who have been dispersed in the darkness of this world. He's gathering them back unto his holy mountain upon Mount Zion, where they can praise him in what? In true beauty and in true holiness. Hallelujah. Just imagine, God says he sounds that trumpet to gather his people who are dispersed. Why don't the people just remain there and praise God? Why don't the people just remain there in the foreign lands upon the earth and just praise their God, praise God there? Why don't they worship God in those foreign lands? Have you wondered why? Because in reality, praise and worship is not found in any other place apart from Mount Zion. Praise God. The only place that you can truly worship God, the only place that you can truly realize what true worship and praise is upon Mount Zion. Praise God. That is why there has to be an awakening. That is why there has to be a gathering. That is why there has to be an ascension from the lower places of the earth back to the pinnacle of Zion. When John was taken up into the spirit and he beheld, he heard the Alpha and the Omega. What John was seeing was events, things that occur upon Mount Zion. Now, mark this is what we are hearing today. Mount Zion represents the spirit realm. It represents the pinnacle of creation where God dwells. It's an everlasting dimension that never passes away. It never fades away. It remains from age to age. Hallelujah. Those same things that John the Apostle saw in Revelation chapter 1 are the same, is the same way. They remain the same way forever. The way it was is the way it is, and it's the way it will be forever and ever and ever. That trumpet voice that John heard never changes. The Alpha and the Omega never changes. Him that sits upon the throne never changes. The new Jerusalem that descends from heaven never changes. Praise God. In that dimension, nothing changes. Hallelujah. And there is nothing like death, nothing like sickness. Everything that accesses that place praises and worships the name of the Lord. That is the only place that praise can be found. That is the only place that worship can be found. Praise God. That is why Jesus Christ said, "The hour cometh." Hallelujah. The hour cometh when those who worship the Lord will worship in what? In spirit and in truth. So this is a very, very powerful, these are powerful statements. He says, "The hour cometh," and I tell you, brethren, the hour has come. When true worshippers will worship God in what? In spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Do you know this? You know, spirit and truth is a person. Hallelujah. Do you know spirit and truth is a personality? You see, what John the Apostle beheld when he was taken up in the spirit on the Lord's day, what he beheld is the spirit and the truth. Hallelujah. That spirit and the truth is the life of all men. That spirit and the truth is the way to our salvation, to God's kingdom. Praise God. God is simply saying that the hour comes when those who are dead in the illusion, you know, your life as a human is an illusion. You know, your material sense of life is an illusion. You know, what you think you thought yourself to be and what you formulated yourself to be upon this earth in this natural temporal order, you know, it's an illusion. It's not the truth. Do you know why you walk in according to the flesh? You are walking in the lie. Praise God. See, when we walk on the earth, when we walk as in the course of this age, we walk in the lie. But thank God for the revelation truth. Praise God. That has translated us, hallelujah, back into that kingdom of his dear son, where we can walk once more, walk in spirit and in truth. Because spirit and truth represents our true life. See, hear truth. Truth is the way God made you. He made you spirit and truth. He made you in that same image that Christ sought to reveal to this world. When he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." See, I am that original life from the beginning in God. Hallelujah. I am that truth. That I am the true witness. See, I am the perfect example of what God formulated me to be from the foundation of the world. Praise God. True worshippers, those, if you want to know what true worship and praise is, the only way this can be achieved is when every man begins to awake from the deadness of that life he has lived as a mere mortal. When we begin to hear the voice of the trumpet,
That loud trumpet, that great trumpet that Isaiah the prophet spoke about, hallelujah. As his trumpet sounds, those who are perishing, because when you live as a mortal, you perish as a mortal. See it? But people perish for lack of knowledge. You perish for lack of knowledge of the truth, of who you are. You perish for lack of knowledge, see it, of the Christ in you, of your identity in the Alpha and Omega. That is why you perish. You see it? You die as a man, you die as men, because you walk in darkness. No understanding. Isn't that what the psalmist says? Say, you are gods, sons of the Most High. And I tell you, gods and sons of the Most High are pure spirit. Because God does not beget flesh. God does not bear flesh. Are you listening? God does not want best flesh. God is spirit, hallelujah. And his sons are spirit. So you say you are the sons of the Most High, gods, offspring of God, sons of the Most High, but you shall die as men. Now you die as men, you perish as men, because you walk in darkness, ignorance of the truth. You see, but the trumpet sounds. That is the voice of the Alpha and Omega, the voice of him that liveth forever, hallelujah. The voice of him that sits upon the circle of the earth, hallelujah. The one that lives forever, in him, in whom there is a life, the true life. He sounds the trumpet. This is the voice of the spirit we are hearing today. All these messages at times that sound strange is the voice of the spirit bringing about an awakening in the sons of God. The loud, great trumpet voice is to cause you to awake in your spiritual faculties. Awake, hallelujah. Awake from the dust. Awake from mortality. Awake from material sense of life. Awake and stand in your place as immortal, incorruptible sons of God. Stainless, hallelujah. Perfect, holy. That is what the trumpet is doing. So he's sounding to awaken you. Those who are perishing, it's like they're perishing in their graves. See, all the nations of the earth around, they are all in their graves. See, that's a graveyard. The whole humanity is a graveyard. See, but the voice of God begins to awake the sons of God. They come out from their graves. Hallelujah. And when they awake, you awake and you get back into the spirit. And when you get back into the spirit, that is Mount Zion. You find yourself reigning and ruling in Christ of Mount Zion. Now when you see yourself in the spirit, you discover that you are part and parcel of that man that John saw in the book of Revelation chapter 1. You are part and parcel of the Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. That is when you realize what true praise and worship is. Hallelujah. In the first place, you are created to the praise of his glory. Every detail of your being is to the praise of his glory. Hallelujah. And Paul's prayer is that I may know him, that I may obtain that righteousness that be of God. That praise and that righteousness that be of God. That is what we should contend for day and night, brethren. Hallelujah. When the message is here to awaken us, we're not just about to hear the message and get excited. We're not just here to hear the message and kind of gather it as for knowledge purpose and go on with our lives. But rather, this message is about to awaken us so that we can walk in newness of life, in the reality of what we have heard. Some of us have heard this message for years and we still do as if we are just ordinary men. See, God wants to reveal his sons who walk in the power of the Spirit. He wants to reveal his sons who walk in the majesty of his glory. Hallelujah. So that when you walk into a place, even without speaking, some people are able to discern that this is not just any ordinary man, that this is a son of God. Hallelujah. It was enough for Jesus to walk into certain places in the days of his flesh, and the demons will scream and shout, "You are the son of God." Hallelujah. It is possible when we begin to walk in the reality what the Spirit is saying to us in this hour. Hallelujah. Blessed are you who hear what the Spirit says, and you who obey and overcome. Hallelujah. Because He's here to lift us up. Hallelujah. He's here to cause an awakening in us. Hallelujah. So that we can walk in that realm, that dimension of praise and worship. Hallelujah. It's a realm of worship, a realm of joy, a realm of wild jubilation. Hallelujah. There's no such thing as praise upon the earth. No man can praise God. You can't praise God in your humanity. You cannot. Mark my words. You cannot. You don't know what praise is. See, all these things you see with big, big choirs and all these things, that is not praise. See, when we're talking of true praise, you need to enter into the Spirit and enter into the dimension of praise, and you will know what praise is. When you see what praise is, all you can do is to flow. You can flow with the creation as it praises God. Hallelujah. Because His name is majestic. Hallelujah. He is great. He is glorious. Hallelujah. It is a name that is greatly to be feared. Hallelujah. When you enter into that dimension, you disappear in the majesty of His glory. Yourself is no more. Because God is mighty. Hallelujah. His glory is seen in the waters, in the mighty seas. Hallelujah. In the creatures of the deep. Hallelujah. In the creatures above. Hallelujah. It is seen in the invisible everywhere. The whole atmosphere and the hemispheres. Praise God. It is awesome and glorious. Flesh and blood cannot stand in that dimension. It is impossible. Hallelujah. Before you know it, you find yourself back on your back. You can't stand there. You can't go into that realm and, you know, it's not possible. There are certain things we know, you don't just say anyhow. But I tell you, you can't enter into that dimension and just... Let's leave it that way. You can't. See, it's a realm of pure holiness unto God. Hallelujah. Now, holiness to God, you will discover in that dimension. It's not just about not dressing this way or that way, or not drinking that, or not drinking this, or not eating this, or not eating that, or not speaking this way, or not speaking that way. Holiness, it talks about a pure consecration unto God. When you walk in that dimension, you see only God, and you walk only in relation to the name of God. Praise God. There's no room for idle work there. It's a realm where your eye sees only God. Mark it, very important you understand, you cannot see any other thing but God. Because beside Him there is what? None other. See, if you look at the last chapter in the book of Revelation, when the servants of God, John saw the servant of God serving the Father. The Bible says that they see His face, day and night. See, when you are in that realm of worship, you are totally encompassed in the realization of His presence. You see His face and His face alone. Praise God. Hallelujah. You see, that's why it is night time now, as you hear the voice of the message of the trumpet. The message to the fifth church talks about the seven spirits of God. See, it says repent, be watchful. What it simply says is that apply the seven spirits of God in your life. And when the Spirit of God illuminates your understanding, what you begin to see is only the face of God. Because He fills all in all. Hallelujah. Now, when you are awakened to that dimension, you'll be shocked at how dead men are. You know that as men, at times when you walk as a man, you think you are alive. You think that you have a kind of life or something. You see, but you just need a trip into the Spirit. You need a trip onto that Mount Zion, the dimension of God's worship and praise. And you would be shocked at how dead men are. Do you know that? You know, men are completely blinded from the reality that there is nothing else apart from God. Do you know that God is the only thing that there is? All the struggling and all the activities down there upon the earth is just the activity of the dead. All your ambitions and all the things for vain glory and all these things is just the realm of the dead. Oh, praise God. When you are awakened, majestic is His name. Glorious is His name. Hallelujah. He's greatly to be feared in the congregation. Turn quickly to the book of the Psalms, chapter 89. Hallelujah. I'll start off from verse. It's a beautiful psalm. Just start from verse 1. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to generation to generation. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever, that faithfulness shall thou establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant, thy seed will I establish forever, and build upon thy throne to all generations. And the heaven shall praise thy wonders, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be heard in reverence in all of them that are about him. Now, the psalmist here, this Ethan, he's speaking about the congregation of God. He's speaking about the Spirit, because there's a congregation of God that is gathered unto the name of the Lord upon Mount Zion. That is the church he's talking about. Are you listening? That congregation upon Mount Zion, that congregation of God. See, the congregation of the mighty. Hallelujah. The sons of the mighty, sons of God. That congregation in the heavens is the church. And you see that reference, great reverence for the name of the Lord, for those who attain to that place. See, it's not a realm where anything apart from the name of the Lord is heard. See, that's why John the Apostle certainly writes, keep away from idols. See, all the things that we tamper with and play with and meddle with as men, they are idols, they are not gods. These are the things that have defiled us. You know, even our flesh is an idol. Our flesh is just an idol. Our identity, our name as men is just an idol. We fight over for vainglory, jealousy, pride, lusts. These are idols. You see, but the sons of God attend to the place where their spiritual faculties have been totally illumined, so that they only see the name of the Lord. They only see the face of God. He's greatly to be referenced, to be feared in the congregation of the mighty. That is the only thing that you can hold up or hold on to, is the name of the Lord when you are in that dimension. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ho, ho, ho. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is where praise is found. That is where worship. Hallelujah. That is the realm of worship and praise. The beauty and the glory of God is unveiled. The majesty for those who attain to that place. And that is why it is vitally important that first of all you have a revelation of what God is leading us into. And with all diligence, enter into it by faith right now. Hallelujah. Recognize that the congregation of God is already there. Recognize that the realm of worship is already there. Right now, the time has come to begin to walk by faith. And gradually, you will discover yourself singing in the reality of this thing that you have heard. See, you are hearing that you are holy, you are perfect. you are hearing that you are saved, you are sanctified, it is real. Don't be deceived. It is real. You can realize that perfection. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter, maybe once in a while you have these problems here and there, you know, because of the body. But bear in mind, you can realize that perfect life body. You can realize the perfection that God created you to be. It is real. Hallelujah. See, and that is where our goal should be, as saints, to realize this thing in its fullness. Oh, hallelujah. He that has this hope, what? He purifies himself. Purify yourself from the idols of this world. Purify yourself from these things that have, you know, subtly raised themselves as God in your lives. Purify themselves yourselves from these things and stand immaculate before the face of the Father. Oh, hallelujah. It's a realm of worship. See, when you begin to ascend in the Spirit, hallelujah, you will discover that all that there is God. These are the days of your solemn assemblies, where you live a life that is dedicated to God and to God alone. Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, how will I survive if I do that? You don't know what power is. That's why you're talking about. That's why you speak like that. So when we doubt the capability of God to keep you and protect you, it's simply because we are dead asleep to the reality of what God is. See, because if you have a glimpse of His glory and His power, you will know that God, all things are what? Possible. And He that has called you to walk holy, He that has called you to walk in His name, He that has called you to manifest His glory upon the earth, is able to sustain you and keep you. Hallelujah. You know, this was some of the problems I had when I first started. See, how will I maintain myself? How will I keep myself if I walk this kind of walk by faith? See, how can I keep myself? How can I survive? If, you know, I want to be faithful, purely faithful unto the name of the Lord, how will I put bread on my table? Hallelujah. You see, but God is faithful to those who have trusted His name in the perverse and in this crooked and perverse generation. Hallelujah. The psalmist says that God has reserved great things for those who dare to trust Him. Those who dare to walk before His name and to hold His name faithfully. Hallelujah. David says that I have never seen a righteous man beg for bread. For God is able to make you rich. Hallelujah. Without adding any trace of sorrow into it. Some of us have used our ways to try and get wealth. Some of us have used our manipulations to try and do things and gather wealth unto ourselves and gather a name unto ourselves. But along with these things, manipulations, we brought sorrow unto ourselves. We've got many pains. Hallelujah. But the Lord is able to make you rich without any sorrow added to it. He's able to provide for your needs. Hallelujah. That same power of the Alpha and the Omega is able to clothe you, feed you. He's able to prosper you. Hallelujah. And is able to cause you to walk without lacking any good thing. Hallelujah. That is the power of the name that we walk by. Hallelujah. But how many people have dared to trust God? Hallelujah. Trust God. Believe God. Fear not. Hallelujah. Fear not. Hallelujah. Fear not. Trust God. Believe God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Believe God. Believe the power that He has deposited in you. Believe that all things are possible as you begin to walk, journey into the Spirit with God. As you begin to journey and stand upon Mount Zion with God. Hallelujah. So we established here that we can only praise God and worship God if we ascend. There's no point trying to deceive ourselves that we are good people. But there's no point trying to deceive ourselves that probably we meet some kind of requirement, after some kind of law, after some kind of doctrine. See, your paying of tithes in churches will not bring you to God's presence. See, your attendance of church will not give you God's promise. You see, your big donations to ministries and all those things will not give you promise. The promise, that which will give you the promise, is for you to allow the trumpet voice of God to lead you back into your perfection that is in Christ. Hallelujah. That is where you will find fulfillment in God. For this is the will of God for all men. Hallelujah. All men should not perish down there, but all men should hear this trumpet. All men should hear this testimony and should ascend back to Mount Zion. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he has given us his Son, that we should not perish but have eternal life. The trumpet voice testifies of the Son. The sound of the trumpet simply announces the mystery of Christ. It announces the mystery of godliness in us, causing an ascension from the lower places of the earth back to Mount Zion, where we can praise God. Hallelujah. So God wishes that every man ascends to worship. Turn quickly to the book of Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 16. Zechariah chapter, after from verse 16, God is giving us an idea here of what worship is. Zechariah chapter 14 verse 16, how we can attain to the dimension of worship. See what worship is, because you cannot worship God down there as a man. Forget it. Are you listening? You can't worship God. Worshiping is found as you ascend into Christ consciousness, then you will know what worship is and what praise is. For the Bible says in John chapter 4 verse 22 that the hour comes when the true worshippers will worship God in spirit and in truth, for this is the desire of the Father. The Father seeks such to worship him. Are you listening? This is the will of God. He seeks those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. See, it is your ascension back into the truth, which is Christ. Ascension back into the spirit, which is Christ. See, that is what the Father desires, and that is the only thing that can please God. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. That is because that beloved Son is spirit and truth. You cannot please God, you cannot give him worship, except you find yourself in Christ. Don't deceive yourself. Don't bother yourself. You only just waste your time. Praise God. Because you can get a good name by men, you can do all this, but you cannot attain to the totality of the blessings that God designed for you from the foundation of the world just working as a mortal. You must ascend. Praise God. This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. I'm pleased in him. I'm satisfied in his worship. I receive his offering delightfully. Praise God. This my Son, because he has laid down his life. We heard that voice the first time when Jesus Christ entered into the baptism. He was baptized by John the Baptist. See that when he came out of the water, he came out in newness of life. The old Jesus died. The Jesus born in the manger died. The Jesus with some kind of genetic attachment to the natural world died. As he rose out of that water, hallelujah, the Bible says that the heavens opened and the glory of God descended as a dove upon him. Actually, he was adopted. He was cut off back into that company, hallelujah, of the witnesses in Christ, hallelujah. So he ascended and started a new life after the spirit. That's why the Bible says the voice came out from heaven, this is my beloved Son, you are well pleased. Hallelujah. Because he was walking in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. When he ascended up Mount Zion, allegorically, when he ascended up the Mount of Transfiguration, the voice came again, this is my Son in whom I'm well pleased. What the disciples were beholding was a transfigured Jesus. They were seeing an image of the invisible and incorruptible Son of God. They were seeing an image of the reality in which Jesus Christ walked in. Because Jesus Christ did not walk as a man. He did not walk as a mortal. But he walked rather as that image. Incidentally, which is the same image, incidentally, with the image of the Alpha and Omega. The one that has been from the beginning. The beginning and the end. Hallelujah. So what happens? He says that this is the one I'm pleased. Hear him. So that you be conformed to that image also. Walk in that image, in the reality of that image. Walk in the reality of your life body. Walk as incorruptible creatures upon the earth. Walk as sons of God. Hallelujah. No more walk according to the course of this age. No more walk, you know, as carnal creatures, but begin to walk right now as sons of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you see, we are seeing true worship. It's found only in our ascension. Zechariah chapter 14, start from verse 16, confirms this thing that we just read. Hallelujah. Worship God in spirit and in truth. Who doesn't want to worship God? Who doesn't want to see the beauty of glory of the Lord? The blessings of God. Hallelujah. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 16. And it shall come to pass. Of course, these were prophecies of those days. Now it is coming to pass now. Right now. Amen. It has come to pass right now. Hallelujah. For we who stand right now and hear this message. That everyone that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the feast of the what? Of the tabernacles. See, the feast of tabernacles was a feast in those days, which was also called the ingathering, where the children of Israel will all build booths, small huts with palm branches, and they will sit in those in that hut, and all of them will sit in that hut and celebrate unto the name of the Lord. It was a very, very special feast. It was the highest of all the feasts. Praise God. In reality, allegorically, God is talking over here of an ascension into the secret place of the Most High. This is a message on its own. We cannot go into that now. But the Feast of Tabernacle is all about the ingathering, our entry into that inner chamber of God to worship Him. See it? We have to all go into that inner chamber of God, which is the holies of holies, which is in the eternal house of God, not made with hands. See it? Actually, if you study the tabernacle very well, you will notice that that represents the spirit. It represents the spiritual dimension. It represents the spirit. We all are the tabernacle of God. See, but there is a compartment in us which is spirit. The outer part, which is the temporal part, all that dissolves, but there is an inner part which is not made with hands. That is the temple of God. And God is found within that temple. God never left that temple. It was we who were dead in our sins and trespasses, and we forgot that this was God's temple. See, but when you are awake, see it, you begin to ascend back into the consciousness of the reality of that temple that is within you. So don't you know that you are the temple of God? Don't you know that you are the tabernacle of God? Praise God. So we move on. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 17. And it shall be that whosoever shall not come up of all the families of the earth unto Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, even upon them shall be no rain. Are you listening? Now those who do not hearken to the voice of the trumpet. Like I told you, the trumpet simply invites you to come to worship the Lord upon Mount Zion. It invites you to awake from the dead. It announces the mystery of Christ and calls on men to return to their first estate in Christ. Now look at this, is the consequence of those who refuse to hearken to the voice of this trumpet. What does the Bible say here? It says it shall not what? it shall not rain upon that those lands. Now, when there is no rain, what happens? There is a famine. Seed everywhere withers off. He talks about no life. Thank God. No life. You perish in your sins and your trespasses. Thank God. Those who do not worship, those who do not ascend into the reality of Christ, will die off. Are you listening? You die off in your sins and trespasses. That's all. You simply throw away the grace of God, inviting you to come unto life, to enter into the dimension of pleasures. That is all. And you watch, you die off like a beast without understanding. That is all. God does not need to come down to look for you and set you out and destroy you and kill you. And there's no need for all that. When you hear the trumpet and you refuse to allow Christ to lead you back to the reality of your glorious, perfect being that you are, you simply die off in your sins and trespasses. You go through the torments and the pain and the suffering and the anguish of soul that the men of this age go through. You suffer on in that sense of annihilation from the life of God. In a wilderness place where there's no joy, where there's no, you know, love, nothing. Where you live a life without God, without helper, a life of fatigue. That's all. You die off. No rain. No refreshing. Praise God. The locust, the cankerworm, and all these things will eat up your land. You become a barren desert. When there's no life, no joy, no gladness, sorrow, heaviness of heart. That is all. You simply reject the grace. Hallelujah. Praise God. May God give us, you know, grace to obey the voice of his trumpet. Let us not reject this great salvation. Paul calls it the great salvation. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Go to verse 18. And if the families of Egypt go not up and come not, that have no rain, there shall be the plague where there shall be the plague wherein the Lord will smite the heathen that come not up to keep the feast of the tabernacles. Hallelujah. This shall be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of all the nations that come not up to keep the feast of tabernacles. In that day shall there be upon the bells of the horses holiness unto the Lord, and the pots in the Lord's house shall be like the bowls before the altar. Yea, every pot in Jerusalem and in Judea shall be holiness unto the Lord of hosts, and all they that sacrifice shall come and take of them and sift therein. And in that day there shall be no more Canaanite in the house of the Lord of hosts. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. So you can see the will of God is that all men ascend up the hill to worship God. You cannot worship God as a man. You cannot worship God as you just continue living your normal lifestyle. Sit. Every man must ascend back into the revelation of Christ. See, this is a strong word we are hearing today. See, if you want to escape the pain and the sorrow that encompasses humanity, this God is giving you the key to enter into the blessings of God. Hallelujah. There is no point trying to go from one man of God to the other to pray for you. There's no point trying to call people to pray for your family members or whatever. There's no point trying to even call people to pray for you. Because you are hearing now what God's will is for you. He's telling you how you can be healed. He's telling you how you can become fruitful. Are you listening? Because when you have the rains, when you have the blessings of God, the rains fall, and your land becomes fruitful once more. You begin to enjoy the totality of God's blessing once more. Good health, prosperity in everything. Why? Because you have gone up to worship the Lord of hosts. You have obeyed the voice of trumpet, the voice of the trumpet, by putting on your true spiritual identity, which is Christ. Letting go of that, corrupt all those attachments to the material world, and walking immaculate in the spirit, the way you truly are known of God. Praise God. This is what you need. This is what will bring you the healing that you are seeking, will bring you the everlasting joy you are seeking. You are hearing the true word from God right now, undiluted, coming to your heart. He wants you to come up to Mount Zion to worship the Lord. See it. Those who remain down there, remain in the course. Hallelujah. When you come to Mount Zion, that is where you can pay your tithes. Are you listening? Tithe payers. When you come to Mount Zion, that's where you pay your tithes. You pay your tithes by offering yourself upon his word, his altar. Then the devourer, the locust, and all the cankerworms, and all these things will not affect your land. Then the rains will fall, and you can see true fruitfulness and abundance in your life. God is faithful. Say, God is faithful. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. He says that the horses. Now, there shall be bells on the horses' seat, and on the horses there shall be what? Holiness unto the Lord. And the pot in the house of the Lord shall be like the bowls before the altar. Now, what are these bowls and what are these horses? Do you know you are like a horse in the house of God? You know we are like horses? What he's trying to say is that our bodies, everything will become consecrated unto the use of the Lord. Do you know that if you look at the company of the saints that are gathered upon Mount Zion, if you look at the company of the angels, the messengers of God gathered upon Mount Zion, see, certain aspects, you see them as horsemen. Hallelujah. Elijah saw those horsemen. All those, the cloud of wood, you know, they are horsemen. See, but these are horsemen that are holy unto the Lord, consecrated unto the Lord, for the Lord and the Lord alone, the eternal Lord, the creator of the heavens and the earth, they are consecrated unto the Lord, holiness unto the Lord. Hallelujah. They speak the words of the Lord. That every step they make is the Lord's step. The Lord rides upon them. Have you heard that the Lord makes the clouds, his chariots? Who are the clouds? Who do you think the clouds are? These are the ones who have entered into the dimension of worship. They have entered into the spirit. They have obeyed the gospel. And they walk in the reality of their true spiritual identities. These are the chariots of God. They are the carriers of God's glory and God's personality. Wherever they go, they carry the glory of God with them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Worship God in holiness, spirit, and in truth. Hallelujah. The pots. What are the pots? The pots. We are pots in the hand of God. We are vessels. Do you know that we are vessels? We are pots in the hand of the Lord. We are vessels. When you go into the spirit, you don't discover that all these people you saw are like your pots and vessels. Praise God. And all those people who are sent, who obey this thing that God is saying today, they become holy. They become pots for service in the house of the Lord. Pots of honor. Hallelujah. From which God will serve the nations that hunger for truth. God will use you as a pot to serve, you know, the nations around them, because you are filled with his life and his anointing. Hallelujah. Have you heard of my cup overflowing? The Lord is my shepherd, my cup overflows. Hallelujah. Our cup overflows with the life and the anointing of God. Hallelujah. Overflows with the fullness of His glory. Overflows. We are the pot consecrated unto the Lord. He says that in that day there shall be no more Canaanites in the house of the Lord. Now the Canaanites, we are merchants. You know what merchants are? Those who trade for profit. See it? Those who go for profit, those are Canaanites. They are known for, they are traders, are merchandise. Known to, you know, very good in trading. Go for ships, you know, they go in ships and carry goods across the ship to make big profits and all that. Businessmen, men who are there to for gain. God is saying that in that dimension, you don't have such people. See it. Who are motivated solely only to gain the world. But people who are consecrated solely unto the Lord. When Jesus Christ entered the temple, remember those days? He drove out all those people, money changers. Those people who turned the house of God into a house of what? Of merchandise for profit. See, when we walk in our ignorance as men, do you know that this temple of God has now become a temple for where we use it for manipulation and for gain and for all that kind of stuff? All that thing is no more in that day for those who are sent into that dimension. Hallelujah. God is calling us into a realm. Paul said that we have come to Mount Zion, the assembly of the living God. Hallelujah. The city of the living God. The post where the innumerable company of angels gather. Hallelujah. To the place of just spirits made perfect. Hallelujah. To the place where the assembly of God rejoice. Sing unto the Lord. Worship the Lord. That is the gathering that we are gathered unto now in these last days. Hallelujah. God says, worship the Lord now. Begin to worship the Lord. When an angel appeared in the book of Revelation, carrying the everlasting gospel, he announced to the people of the earth to repent and to worship God, the creator of the heavens and earth, who created the fountains of living water. Worship Him, hallelujah. So that worship Him, praise Him, so that you can once more partake of the fountains of life. So that you can once more partake of that river, hallelujah, that maketh glad the hearts. Hallelujah. We worship God in spirit and in truth. What are we here today, brethren? Hallelujah. Worship, true worship, and you know, in the sight of God is to ascend back into the spirit. Is to hear the voice of the trumpet and ascend back to Mount Zion. Hallelujah. That is where the worship and the praise is found. That is where the blessings of God rest eternally. Hallelujah. Oh Father, let your people hear this voice. Hallelujah. Let the scales fall off our ears. Hallelujah. Let the scales fall off our eyes. Let us see and hear the beauty of your words. This great promise that you've reserved for us to access that dimension of worship and praise. That dimension of purity. Hallelujah. Let us realize this thing in its fullness. Hallelujah. Ascend, O God. Cause the people to ascend.
Praise God, our sister here. The Lord showed us something. What do you want to tell us?
Yeah. Praise the Lord. As we conclude the prayer, I saw an eagle, and God, the Lord showed me the feet of the eagle, a mighty giant eagle. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Our sister saw the feet of an eagle. Firm. See, it is telling us to be firm. Where does the feet of the eagle stay? Upon the mountain top, peak. Upon the mountain top, peak firm. See, God wants us to stay firm upon Mount Zion. Immovable. Hallelujah. That is where He wants our feet to be. Upon Mount Zion. It's a confirmation of what we just said.
Hallelujah. We must enter into the dimension of worship and praise. That it is found only upon Mount Zion, the dimension of the Spirit. God bless you, brethren. Amen.